On this day back in 1984, Bruce Springsteen's Dancing in the Dark peaked at number 2 on the singles chart. The first of 6 singles from Born in the USA, all of them hit the U.S. top 10. Disco Bruce, they called it. He wasn't even holding a guitar in the music video. That's not real rock and roll. The video for Dancing in the Dark, notable because Courtney Cox, who later you might know from a show called Friends, was in the audience. I mean, she was an actress. She was put in the audience. Pulled on stage by Bruce to dance along with him on stage. Dancing in the Dark from Bruce Springsteen, number two on this day back in 1984. We're joined on the phone lines now by Mark Meckler. He is president of the Convention of States Project, co-founder and former national coordinator for Tea Party Patriots. Find him online at Mark Meckler on Twitter, conventionofstates.com as well. Mark, thanks so much for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Good morning. Good to be with you today.
Thank you. News here in Michigan, where a couple days ago, end of last week, a Michigan Senate committee has voted to pass the Convention of States resolution. So what does that mean?
Well, what it means is we're one step closer in Michigan to having Michigan join 15 other states so far across the country that have passed the Convention of States resolution. What that specifically means is these states want to gather to have a discussion about the things that they can do to restrain federal power. So it takes 34 states to do that. Michigan is well on its way to becoming number 16 out of the 34.
So maybe it's not a first step, but it's not the final step, I'll put it that way. It's made it through a committee, but still needs to go to the full Senate. I imagine the House has to act as well. So how many steps are left here in Michigan?
Yeah, well, what's next is after they come back from recess, which will likely be late August, mid to late August, then we'll go to a vote on the full floor of the Senate. We're pretty comfortable that we have the votes there. And then it's on to the House. The Speaker of the House, Speaker Chatfield, is a longtime supporter of Convention of States. One of the main reasons he ran for the legislature was to run the Convention of States resolution. So we think we're looking pretty good in the House as well. So you do a committee in the House and then the floor in the House, and then Michigan becomes number 16.
You need 34, I believe, is what you said. So there's still a big push and perhaps a long haul to getting toward that number. What's been the momentum like, at least in recent years?
Well, I would say the momentum has been fantastic until, of course, all momentum on anything in the country got shut down with the pandemic. And so I was normally this time of year I'd be traveling all over the country, and everything just sort of shut down. So I think what we'll see in 2021 is huge momentum, because we'll have the pent-up momentum from 2020 plus what we would normally see in 2021. I anticipate probably 7 to 10 states passing in 2021.
Mark Meckler with us, president of Convention of States Action. Find him at Mark Meckler on Twitter here on the Steve Gruber Show. I know you've been on before and have discussed this, but again, just briefly tell people what this is all about. Once you get 34 states for this Convention of States, what does it mean? What's the goal?
Well, what it means, first of all, is the states will gather in convention. This is really important. You'll hear people say a lot of scary things about this, but all the states can do when they gather in convention is make suggestions of things that they think should be amendments to the United States Constitution. They have no power to actually do anything. The suggested areas for discussion, the only areas they can discuss, is anything that would impose term limits on the federal government, on federal officials, anything that would impose fiscal restraints like a balanced budget amendment on the federal government, and anything that would limit the scope or the power of the federal government. If we can get 26 states to agree on any of those, then that slate of amendments or single amendment would get passed out to the states for ratification according to the same procedure we've ratified all 27 amendments previously.
All right. Well, keep an eye on that. I know that there's also an effort here, openthestates.com, a platform that's available about COVID restrictions and what's happening state by state. How are you involved in that?
Yeah, well, you know, as a guy who helped organize the Tea Party in the early days, I recognized that a lot of these groups were popping up all around the country organically to get their states open, including in Michigan. They're one of the best groups, Stand Up Michigan. Mm-hmm. These guys were organizing. They didn't have their own platform. I saw that Facebook was going to censor them, and so we opened a platform called OpenTheStates.com where folks who are interested in getting their states and their localities opened up more fully, restoring self-governance to the states, can communicate with each other, plan events, and strategize. And so that's what OpenTheStates.com was for. in the first couple of weeks, over 3 million people on the site, organizing all over the country. And, of course, you know, in a lot of places, we're still closed down. The economy is still really hurting. I went through the Detroit airport just a week ago. It's like a ghost town. It's really scary out there still today.
And because of some numbers increasing in certain areas, there are places that are actually rolling back some of the reopenings, whether that be New Jersey or California or even in Texas. What do you say to people sort of watching that happen in perhaps their particular state?
Yeah, I think it's important to note a couple of things about that. One is we should watch the history. We should remember this very recent history where they told us the entire reason for shutting down was to flatten the curve.
Mm-hmm.
The curve has been flattened. We were also told at the time by the experts that they would expect another peak after we started to open up because the virus doesn't go away. And that peak was supposed to take place in July, right where we are now. And so this is exactly as predicted. What we are not seeing right now is deaths rise. What we're not seeing is the hospitals at capacity. So I don't think there's any reason to panic. I think this virus has to play itself out. It doesn't just go away.
It is odd that we're the only ones who remember what they said 3 months ago, right? It's better not to have an early peak, flatten, and then it'll increase a bit, and that's what's happening. And there's still people who are very concerned about the whole issue who perhaps should know better. Mark Beckler, president of the Convention of States Action. You can also find openthestates.com as well. Mark, thank you as always for joining us this morning here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Thanks for having me. Great to be with you.
Appreciate it. You can also find Mark online on Twitter at Mark Meckler. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on this Tuesday morning all across the state of Michigan. Wrap it up, hour two. We'll slide into hour three, a jam-packed Tuesday morning edition of the Steve Gruber Show.
The Roxor Beast of a Sales event is back, summer style. Right now, save big on all remaining 2019 Roxors, starting at $750 off. Hand-assembled in the USA with a steel body, box steel frame, and a 2.5-liter four-cylinder Mahindra turbo diesel engine. It's the side-by-side unlike any other. But hurry, the Roxor Beast of a Summer sales event is only for a limited time. Go to RoxorOffroad.com/offers to learn more.
Attention songwriters, beginner or pro. NSAI Mid-Michigan Chapter Meetings are held every second Saturday of the month from 1 to 4 p.m. at the MSU Community Music School. You can learn more about the NSAI by visiting www.NashvilleSongwriters.com or visit the NSAI Mid-Michigan Chapter Facebook page to contact the chapter coordinator online.